Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hi, this is Stephanie Megan. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Hi guys, it's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broke Girl Therapy. I guess the fuck what?
I'm back.
We got Rachel motherfucking W.
Oh my god,
it's been... your last name.
No, not anymore.
Yeah, in the motherfucking building, bitch. But you're here,
authentic.
And we're here to actually answer because I got hella emails. We were going through.
I am so excited. These look juicy.
Yeah, so I got a bunch of emails, and if you guys don't know, you could email me your stories, questions, whatever you just want to say to my email at contact@brokegirltherapy, and we will read it on the pod and analyze it and give you advice, even if we are not great advice, but we're just gonna try to give you some sort of advice, and we'll just talk shit. We'll kiki with you and shit.
And whatever ones we don't read, I'm having stuff forward me so that I can read them personally. So you will all
be
heard.
There were so much.
There were so many. And just the little memos or whatever, like the tag,
subject line.
The subject line. I'm like, I need to know. I need to know what's going on here. Yeah. What's going on with your ex there? Someone was like, I threw up on his dick. I'm like, like
work entanglement.
Yes.
I was like,
this is the drama. I need to know all of it.
Plus, so. Y'all are just like really going through it out there.
Truly,
so
I had a moment of like, are you guys okay?
I said I appreciate that. I'm kind of tipsy.
Thanks for the content, guys.
Thanks for the stories. Okay, so let's go into our first one. I haven't read any of these yet. Well, I've read some, but we just picked random ones. So let's go. Let's see. Let's start with his wife watches all of my IG stories.
I feel that.
Hey, Steph. By the way, she spelled my name correct. So
We love.
Double F. Love we that. Love. Hey, Steph. So I met this guy one morning while I was pumping gas. I just had to roll out of bed. Oh, sorry. I'm not good at reading. Bear with me. I had just rolled out of bed and looked a mess, but he came over to me and asked for my number. I was flattered, so I gave it to him and we started texting. He told me he was newly single and had two kids. He explained that he owned the house he lives in and so does the mother of his two kids. That's random. Okay, that's weird. Okay. But he swore they weren't together and was only there because he paid the mortgage and bills because she didn't have a job. Seems suspicious, but he seemed like a nice guy, so I said, fuck it. Our first date was at a cigar bar, which...
Where?
I want to go to a cigar bar!
Okay, plug the cigar bar, please.
What the... Where do you live? That's crazy. Okay, we sat at the bar talking, and it's... And also, it's COVID.
Yeah, that doesn't seem...
Maybe this is before... I don't know. We sat at the bar talking, and his phone was sitting up, but he had sat his wallet on top of it. I could see that it kept lighting up and he was getting calls the entire night. I told him he could step away and answer his phone, but he said no, he didn't want to talk to anyone but me. Cheesy, right? LOL. Few days ago and he wants to see me again. Mind you, our communication was constant and he always returned my texts right away. So I thought maybe, where am I? I thought maybe he's telling the truth about his living situation. We hit up a local spot night for wings. Then I get home, I get a phone call from a number. I didn't know, but looked familiar to his. Oop. I answer, and surprise, it's his wife. She introduces herself and starts asking questions. Where'd you meet? What has he told you? So I told her everything, and we start comparing notes. She says she found out about me because she went through his phone and saw that he had texted me a picture of his daughter. What she says was one of seven kids they had, not two.
Oh, Jesus.
What? Oh, okay. So the night we were at a cigar bar that was calling. Well, sorry. That night we were at a cigar bar that was calling. Whoa. Well, I'm a little tipsy, so I got a little dizzy.
That was her calling him. Assistant reader the also.
The night at the cigar bar, that was her calling him because she took off in her car from their daughter's birthday party. Then she starts sending me family photos and videos of them together. Oh, well, I'm like, okay, I get it. I told her clearly he lied, and after finding out all of that, I'm obviously not planning to see or speak to him anymore. Then she invites me over to her house.
Oh, this bitch is crazy. I love it.
Yeah. And I instantly thought of that meme where the husband comes home and asks his wife, what's for dinner? And she says, our little girlfriend. I've never seen that meme, but that's great.
I love that meme. I haven't seen it either, but
I need to see that meme. I pictured myself hogtied on their kitchen table with an apple in my mouth. So I respectfully declined the invite.
Was that sexual or was that actual? Because that could be fun too.
Right? I was going to say, like, you could have been like a third party. And like,
yeah. When she said hogtied, I'm like, hell yes. And then she said apple. And I'm like, I don't think this I don't think she means it in a good way.
After I blocked him, he changed his number two more times to reach out to me, then found my Facebook page. He was inboxing me and begging me to see him. He said she's crazy and he really saw a future with me and saw us having kids one day, laughing my ass off. I told him to fuck off and then he started to insult me, calling me an ugly fat bitch. But 2 seconds before, he was begging me to see him, laughing my ass off. Okay. I blocked him and tried to reach out a few months later. Wait, I blocked him and tried to reach out a few months later from a Facebook page, and I blocked that one too. I'm assuming she saved my number and found me on Instagram. She watches all my IG stories. She joined the blocked list also.
Damn. That's
juicy. I guess you're not looking for advice, but you just need to let us know.
That's interesting, and it sounds like that man is extremely unhappy in his life.
Well, he just... Even then, if you're unhappy, he's a manipulative motherfucker.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's something up with him. Obviously, I'm down for this girl, but I'm also down for the wife. You know what I mean? For her to invite her over, I'm like, that's a crazy. They're
toxic, obviously.
Obviously toxic, but I low-key love that she invited her over.
I kind of like that, too. It's like John Tucker must die, bitch.
Yes. Whoever sent this in, you did everything right. Like, yeah. I don't think you did anything wrong. And
would you have gone? Don't lie. Would
fucking
you
have?
Yeah. No, you would have.
And I become her friend.
Yeah. I feel like I would have done the same thing too. I'd be like, bitch, let's find others. Cause I'm sure there's others.
And then
others.
We'd plot for sure. We'd plot his death and it would be so much fun. That's why I'm like, I'm down for this wife. Although I'm not judging anyone. I think that this is just an interesting situation that you went through. And
yeah.
What a great story.
What a great story. I mean, fuck. That's, thank you for sharing.
Also,
and it's crazy. They didn't even meet like on an app. They met because she was pumping gas. Like,
that's
at a
what
gas
I was
station.
Just going to say. I want to know what you did because I have never been talked to at a gas station.
Me too. Maybe because I look like a bitch. And yeah, I'm like, don't
same.
Fuck with me.
I'm also in that mode of like, this isn't the place. But maybe now I'm a little jealous. I kind of.
But don't you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Like the tension. Yeah. It's kind of nice to be like, I get it.
Cat call me sometimes, you know? It keeps my confidence up.
We love to see it. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Okay.
This one says, relationship story. And it's from this person. I'm not going to say because I'm sure you want to be anonymous. But you have messaged me on Instagram before. And I know that you support the show. So I just want to say I love you.
We love a super fan.
We love a super fan. Okay, this is more reading to do. Can you guys send me audio messages?
Yes, that's what you need.
That's what I need. I had one audio message, and it was about a girl who shit herself, and I need more audio messages because I can't. It's like reading in class. This is nerve-wracking. Okay.
I'll be the assistant reader again.
Thank you if I really lose my spot. So I was – sorry, I fucked over. So – I was with my ex for 3.5 years, moved in together, fresh out of high school, got 2 dogs together, and changed all of my future plans and goals to be with him. You took a deep breath. I felt like you felt that.
I'm like, that's a lot.
Yeah. We were the best of friends. And even though things got really rocky at the end of our relationship, both of his parents went to jail and we decided to take both of his siblings in to live with us and take care of them for the time being. Mind you, I'm 20 years old, practically raising two kids under the age of 18. Wow.
I hope you're in therapy now.
That's...
I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot. That's hard.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I knew the relationship was something I had to let go, and I was deserving of much more than he had ever offered to me. And I was only sticking around because it was comfortable, and I was scared of being alone. Seeing as we had signed a new lease and had nowhere to live, I decided to stick with it until our lease was up and make the best out of the situation until then. We had about 9 months left of the lease. Then, about a week before my 20th birthday, he sat me down and told me that he had cheated on me a few days ago prior and told me I pushed him to do it because I wasn't enough for him in bed, and that was the best decision he ever made. What the fuck? And then I moved out 2 weeks later and have been the happiest and best version of myself I've ever seen. Wait, where am I? I've ever been, but still living with the doubt of it will ever trust someone in any way, shape, or form again. Yeah. Especially with intimacy and dating, because I've never seen the relationship ending the way it did. He was my best friend and I had so much respect for him. Are there any tips you guys have to recovering with trust on an intimate, sexual or non-sexual way after being cheated on? After all of this was happening while you were sharing your story of Morgan, it helped me in more ways than you'll ever know. Aww. I love this show and you. Also, sorry for the rant. It makes zero sense. If this makes zero sense. No, it makes a lot of sense.
It makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Oh, my heart goes out.
Love that. I don't love that, but I love that you reached out. And
there's so much to unpack in this. There's so much just for like you to unpack just personally with everything that you went through under 20 years old. Like,
yeah,
you don't. Not saying you're emotionally immature, but you, at that age, you just don't have the emotional maturity to go through that. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even 30 and I don't even have the emotional maturity to go through
this. I'm 30 and I don't even have the emotional maturity to go through this. Like, that's a lot to
like. Hands down to you.
Because you are a good ass girlfriend, I will say. And that's really fucked up that he said, you know, that you weren't enough for him in bed, because that's not what a relationship is about anyway. So clearly,
I want to make a note of, like, at the end, you were talking about him being your best friend, or he was your best friend. I think one of the best ways to get over this is to stop labeling him as that or was that, because at the end of the day, a best friend
would treat you like that
is not going to do that to you. A best friend, if you're going to end it for whatever reason, and even if that was his truth, whatever his truth may be, he's not going to bring you down with that. That's not how you treat someone that you care about. So I think you have to end that narrative. That's probably the hardest thing to do. But
it's changing that narrative for sure.
Maybe
just keeping that narrative, because I also like, I mean, I agree with that too, but maybe just realizing like, okay, he was a best friend, but not the best.
But not the best friend.
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm kind of drunk too. So I'm
no, to I know it. What you're trying to say. But always still, you can cherish the good times that you've had.
Cherish the good times.
Still feel that love in that way. But
why
I think
am I drunk?
I think I would end the narrative that you guys were best friends in the end, because
you're romanticizing the best friends thing. I think that like as women we tend to do that.
Totally.
We romanticize
till the end of time,
you know, relationships and men or whatever. Mm-hmm. We also romanticize friendships, and there's people who are even just your friend end up fucking you over, unfortunately. We will all experience that in our lifetime, and that's that situation where it's like, okay, like you really felt connected to this person, but the reality is this person backstabbed you, and you don't deserve that type of, you know, love.
Love. No, that's totally exactly where my advice comes from, because I've been through things similarly with friends where then I've had to continuously like check myself when I would tell myself this narrative of like, but they were my best friend. And it's like, they could have been, and they had been at one point in time, but when it ended, they were not. So
trust no ho.
Trust no ho. I don't know. This is a lot. And
wait, like Vincent's dog is like trying to break down the door. So if you hear banging, I'm not keeping anyone hostage.
That's what she says, but I haven't been able to look in the bedroom yet. So I was told I'm not allowed.
He'll fuck shit up if he comes out here. But yeah, I just think, I mean, for me, like what's helped me, because you said that you related to the situation with Morgan. What's helped me, and by the way, Morgan is pregnant. Not him, but yeah, I don't know why I'm giving updates, but I know that they're going to have a kid. So the thing is that's like really helped me is that I just kind of, I feel like I just have appreciation more than just like this negative kind of like hate towards him. Like I kind of look at him as like, yeah, I loved him. Yeah, he was my best friend at one point. And yeah, like he was toxic, but like that was a part of my life that I appreciate, but now I moved on. Like you just kind of have to like love and accept and let it go.
Totally. But it's also natural to have a phase of hate.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. That's absolutely part of the grieving process. That's going to come
like right after like, everything happens.
And it sounds like the note that you're ending on is still in this kind of like longing for or not understanding what happened. So I think you need to like get yourself to that hate phase so then you can get to acceptance and appreciation for what you guys did have, because you guys both went through a lot. And I will say, this is not playing devil's advocate, but people grow and people change. And when you got with him, it's like, it sounds like he's completely, totally different. And that's fine for him. He went through a lot. You went through a lot. Again, not playing devil's advocate, but at the end of the day, everyone changes and you're in the biggest phase of change in your life.
And like, that's so young. Have you ever lived in like with a, what's that? You know, I know you're living with your boyfriend now, but like at 20 years old, can you imagine living with your boyfriend at that time?
I didn't even have a boyfriend at all. I had never had a boyfriend or barely even kissed a guy at 20 years old. So,
really? Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about it next episode.
Next pod.
Next pod.
But yeah, so I can't even.
Yeah, and like 20 years, okay, I'm 30. So from who I was at 20 to now 30, bitch. Mm. If I started a pod then, y'all would not subscribe.
Like, I would.
I mean, like, maybe you would, because you'd be like, this girl's messy. But, like, it just, it was, you know, and you know what? Like, as you should be at that age. Like, you're figuring it out, and you're making a shit ton of mistakes. Like, you know, I didn't have that, like, experience of living with a boyfriend. But I feel like a lot of people at that time kind of did. Like, I felt like I knew a lot of people at that age who were, like, living with a significant other.
I don't think I knew too many, but I am also from the Midwest, so I guarantee you it was fucking happening left and right. They were probably already pregnant.
Yeah, that's so, true.
At the end of the day, basically what I want to end this with is, like, try and not put all this pressure on yourself, because you have to write down everything that you've gone through in the last 3 years and have not just appreciation for your relationship, have appreciation for yourself, because fucking goddamn. Like,
and also, you got your whole ass 20s lit.
Oh, yeah.
Girl.
And then get ready because it's about to happen.
In a year, you won't give a fuck.
No.
You won't give a fuck. You're like, you're going to hoe it out. I mean, I don't know. I don't know your life. I don't want to like put that upon you, because you could do what you want. It's your body, your choice. But like, you know, you got so
sometimes
much.
Sometimes it's what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, exactly. But like, you have so much to live. So it's just, you know, just remind yourself that like you will be in a completely different point in your life in about a year.
And be open to therapy.
That too.
Be open to it. You don't have to do it. It's the same thing. Your mind, your choice, but just be open to it.
Yeah. Okay. So next story. This one is called Juicy Story.
I told her to flag this one.
Yeah. You're like, wait, we need that.
This one.
Girl. So my friend's brother, who I never really talked to other than a quick hi and bye, joined us for drinks one night at my house. We all ended up getting super drunk. I don't quite remember how the brother and I ended up making out on the side of the house. So things were getting a little more touchy. So I was like, let's head inside my house. Ooh. And I'm like kind of tipsy, so I like don't know what to do with myself. So we make it to the room. We are getting it on. I end up falling asleep after. The next day, I'm like, oh shit, I just had one night. Where am I? The next day, I'm like, oh shit, I had a one night stand and have all these hickeys all over. Mm-hmm. I wake up my sister to tell her before I could tell her anything. Wait, sorry. Y'all need to punctuate. Sorry, I love y'all, but like, punctuation. Okay. I wake up my sister to tell her before I could tell her anything. She's like, girl, we all know, even my mama. Damn. Oh, so everyone. Okay. I was like, what the fuck? How she goes. Wait, is it me?
No, it's not you. I was like, what the fuck? How she. Here, let me take it over. Okay. Let's see if I can do this. I was like, what the fuck? She goes, well, your drunk ass passed through the living room when we were all there. We were like, where are y'all going? And you kept walking. Then we hear you guys getting it on and everyone went to knock on the door and scream for you guys to stop. My strict dad wasn't home at the moment, and that's why they wanted us to stop before he got home. But y'all kept going. My mother thought I was a virgin prior to this incident.
Oh my God. Love to see it.
Honestly, that is juicy and fun.
Have you ever hooked up with like your brothers? Do you have a brother?
I don't have a brother. I have a sister. She's younger.
Oh, okay. You never hooked up with any of your sister's friends?
No.
So you were like the older sister, like the older, like hot, cool sister?
No, she wouldn't think that. She wouldn't think that. My sisters, we're like 4 years apart, so there's like a big age difference, and we're okay. Total opposites. She's extremely smart. I'm not. I'm like street smart, you know?
Yeah, she's
book smart.
Jeez. I don't know if you hear that.
I know. This poor little dog.
Archie, stop! The boom.
I know.
The pause and the boom.
You thought, bitch. So yeah, that's never happened. I've always wanted to like hook up with the friend's brother, but that also
who's friends?
No, I don't think that's happened. I'm just thinking. I'm like, there's so many. I don't know.
I'm kind of weird. I've never been in that situation where like maybe because my brother was like, older brother never really. I don't know. I wasn't really attracted to any of his friends. My younger brother wasn't attracted to his friends either. I wasn't really attracted to anyone.
Mm.
So I don't have any stories to relate.
I was definitely envious of people in that situation. Like that just seems like easy.
But everyone
access.
Used to always have a crush on my older brother. Be like, oh my God, your older brother's so hot. And like, I mean, not that I know of, but no one's ever hooked up with him.
You're all come and tell.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's a juicy story. And that is a way for your mom to find out you're not a virgin anymore.
I would be mortified if my mother ever knew that I was like sexually active, even 30 years old. I don't want my mother to know.
My mom knows.
wait. I know you have a story.
It's so bad.
Do you want to tell the story?
Oh, it makes me nauseous.
Is it the one with the photos?
Yeah, the nudes.
Can you tell the story?
Yeah. Have I told it before?
Not on the pod.
Oh, my God.
if you don't want to, it's fine.
No. Okay, so this is back in the Stone Ages when, like, the iPhone 1 was a thing. And it was my first year of college.
Oh, shit. So it was, like, child porn.
No, I was 18. I was 18 or 19, maybe 19. And it was when iCloud first came about. So like the iPhone had been out for a minute. Then they started implementing this thing called iCloud, which now like
which
you
I
can't
still
live without.
I still don't understand it.
It saves me because it has all your stuff in it. So it's amazing. But this was like when no one really understood how to use it. I don't know how to connect to anything. Like what am I connected to? I don't know. It's Valentine's Day, and the person I was seeing at the time asked, we were like long distance, and so he like asked for some photos. And I mean, my gynecologist couldn't even get these photos. I don't know why anyone wants.
Wait, what were the photos?
The retinum up in there. Like, you could probably
see
my cervix.
Did you like like literally finger yourself in the photos?
No, like, just like spread it a little, you know, okay. Like making a little stage. And yeah. Literally you could probably see my cervix. My phone went like up. Not truly, but it, these pictures are not good.
Yeah.
And the worst part about it, which is something I kind of left out purposely when I have told the story in the past, I was wearing a little like lingerie dress that I had stolen from my mom like years prior, maybe in high school. And I don't think that's super weird to her because I think she kind of knew I like had it. It wasn't like that was super weird, but
that you stole her lingerie.
Yeah. The weirdest part about that story, it even goes further back, is my dad bought it for her when they were divorced. My dad took us to Victoria's Secret, me and my sister, and was like, all right, let's get your mom something. And we picked out this like late black lacy red like slip dress, and I don't know why we did that. They were divorced for like years. My mom was like,
they remarried. They were still fucking.
No. Oh God, no. But
that is really weird.
So weird. So I was wearing that, took these photos, sent them. And then immediately I'm like deleting them because I don't even want them on my phone. Well, we don't know how the iCloud works. It went to my parents' iCloud at home, 2 hours away. 2 hours away. It got sent to, I don't know how that even works.
Shit.
Went to that iCloud.
Wait, how did they find it?
I get text messages, phone calls the next day. And everyone's like, you have to unplug your thing from the iCloud. Make sure you're unplugged from the iCloud. No one's saying anything like about what happened.
Oh, they were just telling you,
just unplug. Telling me unplug it. And immediately I know what I did, and what I did was dirty, and this was like the beginning of my like sexcapade days.
Right.
So I'm like embarrassed about it. And I'm like, I'm like, nothing could have happened. I deleted them right away. I don't know how it works. Deleted them. And we never talked about it again until a few years ago. My mom came to visit me while I lived in LA.
Oh, shit.
And Ava, our mutual friend, she and I went to lunch with our moms. Like, my mom is in town and Ava's mom lives here now. Ava fucking brought it up. It was the first time my mom and I had, we never talked about it. We never talked about it. And I kind of knew though, because I have a little tattoo down there.
Yeah.
And when I came home for break after that happened, my mom was like, did you get a tattoo? Did you get it? And I was like, no, mom. And she kept fighting me on it. And she's like, I know you did. And that's how I put two and two together. So I knew she knew, but we never talked about it. And then at lunch, Ava brought it up and my mom told me,
Ava,
my stepdad found them and yelled.
Can you say on the mic?
My stepdad found them and he yelled from downstairs and was like, Nancy, like, oh my God. And so I shouldn't exist in my family anymore, basically.
And it's the fact that your stepdad found it.
I didn't know that until probably 2 years ago. And this happened years when I was maybe like 18 or 19. And I just found out about this.
Do you and your mom have like an open relationship now? I feel like ever since then, you could just have to talk about anything.
I'm like sweating right now just retelling the story. Because I don't want my mom to see me like that. Like, I don't want her to think negatively of me.
Yeah.
I know she knows, like.
Obviously, like you're a grown-ass about my life.
Yeah. But when we do start talking, I think she wants to talk more about them. And I just get like, oh my God.
I don't want to talk about it. You saw my vagina all spread open. That's so embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
Yeah, no, like my mom, when I first started this show, I couldn't even tell her about this podcast because my mom is like, no shade, but like hella Christian, like to the Bible, word for word. She probably like memorizes that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I couldn't tell her just because it's obviously frowned upon of how open I am with my sexuality. But she just like shamed me. Like I can never talk. No, I was doing turning south. But like she was like, I could never tell her. But when she found out, she was like mortified. And she's like, you're basically doing porn, is what she told me.
Oh my God, the drama. But you know,
but yeah.
To each his own, like to even support your mom in a way, it's like
it's awkward.
Everyone
to
has
see.
Different comfort levels with their sexuality, and there's no shame for anyone to be like more conservative or more open. I'm definitely more open as well. And
it's awkward. I mean, I don't know how like people could talk to their parents about sex. I mean, I love that, but like I can't.
I think it has to come from an early age narrative. Like that's how I think when I see my friends a little more open with their parents, I feel like they talked about it at a younger age. And it was less taboo of a thing to talk about. Like, it was just like, this is what happens. But for me, I'm like, oh my God, absolutely not.
Yeah, no. I can never. Till this day, I'm like, I never. Yeah. Mm-mm. I don't even want to get into it because it's a whole last other topic.
It's a whole other podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Next one is called Work Entanglement.
XXX.
What does the XXX mean?
That means like X-rated.
Oh, fuck. All right. Porn? This one's a long one. Okay.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
I'm fucking my boss's boss's boss of a state agency. No biggie. Laughing my ass off. I love that she started it off as that. Her boss's boss's boss. So probably, like, I'm assuming the CEO, owner,
good founder. Good for you, girl.
Girl, get your coins, bitch. I started working as a secretary for a government agency in Cali about a year and a half ago. 3 months into the job, I had a flirtatious interaction with one of the big bosses. LOL. One thing led to another, and we started emailing and texting outside of work. I'm 27, and he's 48. Get you with daddy.
I like that. Yeah.
Anyways, I was just like 20 years different. Not that bad.
No. Whatever. It's like a good number.
It's fine. Anyways, one late night, he invited me over to his place, and I was literally planning on just stopping by for an hour or so just to say hi. Well, nope. That didn't happen. This man fucked me so damn good, my toes are curling just thinking about it.
Mine too.
He ate my coochie and ass like his life depended on it. I mean, whole ass nose inside of me. Wet and nasty. I orgasmed so hard in literally 3 minutes and tried to squirm away to relax. I know that feeling.
I know. I was literally never feeling.
This man held me down respectfully, looked me dead in the eye, and said, that. Come for me again, and did not let me go until he ate the soul out of my body yet again, and I came all over his face. Girl,
you're gonna need to plug this man.
Damn, that's that CEO dick. All right,
that's
now
a
the dick game.
Dick. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, now the dick game was another story. He had a grown man dick hung.
This bitch, I want to be your friend. Yeah. I love you.
And knew exactly what he was doing. She's literally putting all caps. That's why I'm screaming. He started bending me and folding me around like his slutty piece of origami. And I was here for it.
Slutty piece of origami. Trademark that. I fucking love you so much, whoever wrote this.
I'm a bigger girl, and he threw me around like I was a size 3, and she put like a happy face.
I love her.
I walked out that house like a newborn baby deer. We continued this amazing sex for a year. LOL. Oh my God, sorry. I left my panties at his house once on accident, and he bought them to work in his pocket. This is kind of sexy. Like, I'm into this.
That's the shit I like.
Yeah. He kept them there all day. And when he knew I was looking, he would reach his hand in his pocket and squeeze them while he was talking to our colleagues. 2 weeks ago, I had a mysterious package show up to my house addressed to Sunflower, his little nickname for me. LOL. Looked inside, and it was a pair of remote control vibrating underwear with a note inside that said to wear them on Monday to work.
That shit is amazing.
He had the remote.
Done that.
Have you?
Yeah. Okay. Not at work, but yeah. Done that.
I wore them to work and didn't see him for the first couple of hours. I was almost going to take them off because there was a vaginal insert that was inside me. LOL. He pops into my office to drop off paperwork and presses the button and sends me the fuck off, laughing my ass off. Throughout the day after that, he would walk by my office and press the remote and change the vibration settings all the way up. I almost came twice. He always pulls little kinky stunts like that. I can update y'all with more if you'd like the story and actually read it.
Yeah, I would like more. I would like really more. Like more.
I feel like we're not done here.
I want to know all of it. You're living your best goddamn life. Yeah. And you better feel blessed every single day. Every goddamn day.
What? This is good. I was like worried. I was like, oh my God, is he married or whatever? But the fact that it's like, this is good.
No, this is some spicy 50 Shades of Grey.
Are you in LA? Do you want to come on the
phone? And where do you live? Send us another email and give us your information because we need to hang out. This girl is amazing. The way that you articulate your stories is like next level.
She used a lot of punctuation.
Get this girl a book published because...
This was good. I'm obsessed. I don't even know what to say. Like, there's nothing to say. I can't even relate. I feel like
I'm jealous. I'm sad. I'm mourning. I'm happy for you.
Like, honestly, older man dick is the way to go. Like, if it's not a complicated situation, make sure he's single but has money.
But then there's always that little plot that no one thinks about. It's like, why are you 48 and single? You know what I'm saying?
This is very true. Because he likes to do shit like this.
That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, if you're down for it and you're only 27, fucking go for it. Yeah. This is the time to enjoy this.
But, yeah, have you ever dated an older man?
No. I never got to. I wish.
I feel like you would do great.
I think so. I mean,
if you were single, obviously.
Yeah. No, I'm happily married. But
you're not married, but you're pretty much married.
Yeah. But I would have loved to get like that kind of experience under my belt, just to try.
I have never fucked a coworker because everyone is always gay every time I work with them.
Yeah, I've never had an attractive coworker.
Never had an attractive coworker.
No.
I always wanted to fuck a coworker or fuck someone next, like you meet someone on a plane and they have like the same row.
I always wear heels on planes every time.
Wait, what?
Just because it's the place to be seen. You get a runway. You literally get your own runway. You're going to gate to gate. It's the best place. Never go slumming. That's my best advice I can give to single people.
Really?
Always go to the airport looking fucking fine. You will see eyes. You will see moms, children, hot guys, young guys, old guys, grandpas, flight attendants, everyone. They'll look at you and you'll feel so good about yourself. I kid you not.
And did you ever meet someone?
One time.
Okay.
This is the weirdest part is I was maybe a senior in high school and maybe not a senior. I still had braces, basically, is what I'm trying to say. I had braces, did not feel cute. Pimps everywhere. The hottest man I had ever seen, who was like a hockey player, had like his hockey bag, name on it, everything like that. I saw him through security and I was like, that is a fine ass college guy. Like, he looks like he was in college.
Right.
He came and this motherfucker sat next to me and started talking to me at the gate. And I was
like, that is like my dream.
Literally dream. And I was like, does he know what I look like? Like, is he good? Yeah. What's going on? I'm probably a child, which now maybe there's something off about him. But
how old were you?
I don't know. I had braces. So I was like early high school.
Oh, shit.
To middle high school.
And he was older?
I might have been a junior. He looked like he was maybe... early college. Okay. But when you have that age difference in high school, they all look way older, you know?
For sure. Yeah.
But he was clearly sus. Now that I think about it, I'm like a little sus. But at the time I was like,
yeah,
I'm wearing heels every single time. I had to because my stepdad's a pilot. So you have to dress nicer because you like represent the airline when you fly under.
Oh, your dad's a pilot? I never knew that.
Yeah. My stepdad.
What does he fly for?
American.
Love that. Can I get a discount?
Probably. We can just throw you on the list. I don't know. I have to like, I don't even get a discount anymore. I got aged out. They phased me out.
What?
After like 26, I still can be on it, but it's like not as great. Like,
oh my God. I know.
But I learned totally at an early age, always look fine at the airport.
Okay, good. Good to know because I always look like.
It's a confident boost.
Not even like athletic chic. I just look.
But even that does it. Like a little crop top or something. I don't do crop tops.
Maybe like in a year when I lose 60 pounds.
Just like put on a face and make. I'm not kidding. I do my hair.
But I have a boyfriend now, so I can't do that.
No, yes, you can. I have a boyfriend. I'm not saying go hook up with anyone. But just to like feel good about feel yourself. Good.
You're right. You're right.
I don't even talk to anyone. I just literally let myself have my moment.
I love that.
That's for you. You got to keep that, you know?
Okay. So next one is called Married Men. Mm. I guess
they're out there.
It happens.
It happens.
So the story goes like this. 3 years ago, I was breaking up with my first love. Very toxic relationship. It took me a month to do it because, well, you know, there's that. Don't leave me sex. What?
There's the don't leave me sex.
There's that. Yeah. There's the
one last time sex.
Yeah. Anyway, I was very sad and depressed that I made eye contact with a coworker of mine who I'd never talked to. And well, we ended up hooking up the same night. Just from eye contact? We'd love to see it. I knew he was married and he knew I was taken? We've tried to end this multiple times. I told him to stop messaging me and to stay away from me, but he just doesn't leave me. Mm. I'm not going to lie and say that it's all him because let's face it, I am weak and every time he comes back, I welcome back him back and we start this thing all over again. The first 2 years, it was on and off hookup. And now this third year, damn, they've been doing this for years. He's been going crazy, showing up at my house because I'm trying to ghost him. I want to leave him. I don't want his wife finding out. I don't want him to leave her. I don't trust him. He cheats, but I'm in love with him.
Woo! She threw that in there.
Woo! What should I do? What can I do for him to leave me for good and not want him to come back?
This is hard. I'm...
It's hard to give advice in these certain situations because one, yes, I haven't been through it. And two, I feel like you actually need legit advice. And it's, I think advice from a professional, meaning like a therapist or someone who specializes in this.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what I mean? So it's like, I, whatever advice that we give, just know that you could take it with a grain of salt, but leave him, girl.
I mean, do whatever you got to do. If you got to get cops involved, you know what I mean? Throw that little space protector. What's it called? Restraining order. Space protector.
Or that is hard because I'm sure it's hard to like want to call the cops on someone you like really care about and let alone cops suck.
I know. Well, you don't even have to call them. You don't have to call them.
Yeah, you don't have to call the
cops. Yeah, I went to the courthouse one time. They have a room for it. You just go to the room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why'd you go there?
Why'd
you go there?
I don't know.
We have to go with
No, I was there for jury duty, but there was like a fire drill. So we were like walking around. And so I took a picture and I tagged Chris in it. Restraining order.
Oh, okay. Like getting your
restraining. So there's like a room. Yeah. Literally, you don't even have to call the cops. You just go to the courthouse.
Yeah, you could do that. Or, you know, I think... This is hard.
I need to know a little more context. Do we still work with him? Like, do we see him every day? Is this something that you can be a little bit more aggressive? Or are you still trying to ride that line of like, I work with him, things could get awkward?
Yeah. I lead everything back to self-love. And this is a situation in your life where it's questioning your self-worth. Because... I know that you are in love with him, but he's clearly still married.
Well, here's the thing, though, too. You are in love with him, but he's not respecting your boundaries. If you've asked him time and time again to stay away or to stop and he's not, there's zero respect there. And that's a selfish act. And you shouldn't be in love with someone like that. I know it's harder said than
done.
It's easier said than done, but that is just that's a huge red flag. Huge red flag if they don't respect your boundaries.
Again, I think going back to self-worth.
Yeah. Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah, exactly.
Off of that. Yeah.
Off of that is like, exactly. Like realizing like, oh shit, this person that I love and claims that loves me doesn't actually respect me in a sense of like, respecting my boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And
or his wife's. If he's doing this to you and also to his wife, if you continue it or follow this love that you have for him,
I really coming from a place where I was in a relationship before where there was always another person. You never feel chosen. You always feel like you're the second choice. And that is like the worst feeling ever. And you don't deserve to be someone's second choice.
Never.
Or to be behind the scenes or to be a secret. Like that's just that right there just shows a lot. And like, even if like, let's say he does leave his wife and he decides to be with you, are you really going to fully feel safe and secure in that relationship? Mm-hmm. Because I've been in that situation where a guy left his girl for me, Morgan. And like, although I loved him and he was like my best friend and I was obsessed with him, whatever. Like, it just, at the end of the day, he went back to that person. You know what I mean? Like, he was still had his shady tendencies. And I never felt secure in the relationship because I knew what he was capable of doing, you know? And you have to find your self-worth in that, being like, do you really want to put yourself through all that unnecessary emotional, like, abuse? Like, it's not worth it. No matter how much you love someone, you should never feel that way.
Well, and I kind of hate the saying that, like, when people are always like, once a cheater, always a cheater, or like, they'll never change, because at the end of the day, we kind of put that on men a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm not defending them, but I've never cheated on anyone before, and I don't believe that I have that capability in me. However, if that were to ever happen, I would like someone to still see the good in me, or at least be able to give me the, like, benefit of the doubt, or like, believe that. Because people can change, but they need to want to change for themselves. And this man, if he's not changing.
But it's been like years.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, exactly. He's showing changing. A pattern. This kind of thing shows you, like, these type of people most likely are not going to change.
Yeah, I think people, like, I do believe that, like, there's people who cheat and make a mistake.
Yeah.
Like, that happens. And I think that, like, you could find a way to forgive someone who's, like, cheated on you. Mm-hmm. And that happens. People like fuck up. Like, we're all horny ass fucking human beings. You know what I mean? But in this case, again, it's like, it's more than just cheating. It's like manipulation. It's like lying.
Disrespect.
It's like disrespect. It's like backstabbing.
Crossing boundaries.
So, yeah.
There's what we're talking about is exactly the same of like, there's a mistake or there's a pattern.
Right.
And this is a pattern. And
this is a pattern. This isn't a mistake.
I'm so sorry.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. Yeah.
Yeah. So
he hasn't stopped for his wife. Why is he going
to
stop?
Yeah. You? Best of luck to you. I feel like I like feel your pain. I can like feel it through this.
Yeah, totally.
I would say my biggest advice is go to a professional, talk to a therapist, because I don't want to give you any unsolicited advice, because this is very obviously something that's like
a little more sensitive.
More sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also I think this really is just, again, dive into your, like, your self-love, and look into like what it means to have your self-worth. Because if anything, I'm glad I went through this situation with Morgan, because it really showed me what self-worth looked like. So maybe this could be what it is for you. So I don't look at it as like, you know, this is the end of the world. I think this is something that is going to be something you have to go through in order to discover who you are and your self-worth. So
you're going to get a lot out of this. That's you all are. I can say. You're going to get a lot out of this.
Yeah. Yeah,
for sure.
Love it. We don't love it, but we love it.
Yep. Don't love, but love.
Okay. Last one. Hi, I'm such a big fan of your content and saw your posts with thought white. Okay.
Here we go.
So I was giving head to a guy I was seeing, friends with benefits, and he started to complain that it was tingling down there, but he was just like, keep going. So I did. Then he started to really say that it was hurting a lot and he didn't know what was going on. Well, to this day, he doesn't know that previous to us meeting, I had a scotch bonnet pepper dish, but on purpose, because I found out not only was he hooking up with me, but only an hour before he picked me up, he had numerous girls in his car and lied about having sex with them.
Dude, you bitches are delivering this content in crazy ways. Information you give us at first and then the bombs you drop.
Wait, what's a scotch bonnet pepper dish?
Let's Google that. What the fuck is...
And okay, we have a dick in the audience. We have Jonathan here, and he has a penis.
Is this a pepper?
It's a bony pepper. Caribbean wet pepper is a variety of chili pepper. Yeah, so it's like a pepper. It's very hot. I guess it's really spicy.
It has a heat.
Come over here. Come on the mic. We have Jonathan. He has a penis. He'll let us know. Okay, so if someone ate a really spicy pepper right before they sucked your dick, would you be able to feel something?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. That's interesting, though.
He's like, that's never happened to me.
That's never happened to me, but that's interesting.
Whoa.
Experiment.
It could be experiment.
Try something new.
It could what be the that fuck? They had an allergy to it. Oh. But if this girl did it on purpose, then there must be some science behind it. Type in Google Scotch Bonnet head. Do pepper and then head.
Head or like blow job.
Yeah. Headgear.
No, it just shows like the head. When I say like blow job, because what if it's like the head of the the pepper? I learned the hard way not to handle Scotch. Someone's wrote about it.
Oh, it's a meme. It's there's an a old meme. School meme. Those are the old school ones.
There's a meme that says, I learned the hard way to not handle Scotch Bonnet peppers before giving a blowjob. Jonathan, let me eat a Scotch Bonnet before I give you a blowjob real quick. Are you down? I want to see if it works. Like, what the fuck?
Are there comments on that? No. I need to know.
We should try it on our boyfriend.
Yeah, secretly. Let's do it before this airs. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Give me about a week.
Yeah. What the fuck? That's crazy. Well, I learned something new. I didn't know that if you ate something, specifically certain things, that it could affect the way they tingle.
I also just want to say I fucking love this bitch because she fully went Catherine Zeta-Jones on this, looking for her Oscar. Totally took him down, gave him the blowjob, went through with it.
You should have given
what
us,
she knew.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And
I think you should have given us his Instagram so we could have stalked him.
Yeah.
I feel like or that would have
blown him up.
But like, let him know. No, but that's, I mean, good to know, because if in the future I feel like I need to be some sort of revenge bitch, I could do that.
I also want to know about the situation with the car. So you say that he picked you up,
I guess,
and
he fucked
had numerous girls in the car that he lied about having sex with them. Was it at the same time? Was it in the car? Had it just happened?
Was it multiple bitches?
Was it multiple bitches? Was it a good time? Was it a one-on-one?
Do you know if he actually did it, or did you just assume?
I need more details here.
But I wish, guys, you need to give me your phone number so I could call you while we're doing this, and I could like get more information. Truly. Because sometimes I'm like, I have questions.
I have so many questions, but at the end of the day, I fucking love you, you sneaky ass bitch.
I've never heard of this.
We're going to have to try it.
We should do like a mukbang.
I know. Wait, what?
I don't know.
I don't know about that either.
I'm sorry, that's weird to say.
Yeah, I immediately just tried to picture us doing that. And I was like,
why are we just gonna eat the peppers?
Yeah, that's turning pornographic.
My mom is right.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't even know what to say because shit, that's good to know. Good to know.
Well, also you're friends with benefits. So to his benefit,
Ooh. You
kind of set the terms. And unless you had that conversation or told him you wanted to be exclusive, He kind of got punished for no reason.
He kind of got punished for no reason.
Homeboy was just abiding by what the rules that you laid out.
He probably had multiple friends. That's true. So you probably wanted something more. Let's unpack this. You probably wanted something more.
That is called resentment when we don't speak our mind.
That's exactly what that was. So this is therapy. We're letting you know that we think your plan was actually very incredible, but low-key,
there may be some conversations to be had.
Like, was it, like, if it was, like, a married, like, you know what I mean? If it was, like, a man who, like, cheated, whatever, but.
Maybe we need to talk to him. Maybe we need to let him know how we're feeling.
Yeah. Maybe we should
have
had
a discussion. And then we can pepper his dick.
Versus peppering his dick.
Then we can pepper his dick after he's like done a sturdy. But maybe he has and we don't have the information. Although you did say friends with benefits. So
yeah.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt in this situation.
Yeah.
You're still a sneaky ass hoe and I love you.
I'm going to use that. I'm going to star that. Make sure that's in my archive.
Yeah.
Because love that. My boyfriend's probably like,
Excuse me.
Anyways, any last words? I know what I'll be doing later tonight. I just learned a lot of things.
I know, we really did. This was a very informative podcast for us all.
Yeah, we love right. to see it.
So love to see it.
The yeah, the bitch ate the pepper. Yeah, bitch, how was your mouth?
Yeah, how
like,
much,
you didn't realize you were suffering from this heat? Like,
how much time went by?
Yeah, like,
it's kind of like, though, maybe, you know, when people are allergic to peanuts, and if you eat peanut butter, you've got to, like, flush that shit out good. Maybe she had it for lunch.
I don't think it's, like, an allergic thing. I think it's actually, like...
No, but I'm wondering if it, like, stays. Oh, like, maybe she could have had it gone through her own... pain.
Message us. Let us know. I wonder, yeah. like, was your mouth in heat? Like, was it that spicy?
In heat. Yeah, I love that.
Was it? That's crazy.
We just have questions. We need to know more.
We need to know. Okay. Well, any last words about pepper dicks?
You bitches are crazy. That's all I'm going to say about that.
It. Y'all going through it.
I love it, though. I want to read every single one. So I'm literally having you forward me them
all. I'll just give you my email password.
That's what I want. That's truly what I want.
So, yeah.
I'll just start responding to people. I can be the...
You should... Okay, honestly, I have so many messages that I just don't have time to respond to everybody. Maybe you could just do it.
I just got hired as your assistant. Yeah! I got a job. Hell yeah.
I honestly need an assistant. Like, for real. If y'all are, like, really looking to be my assistant, I have to figure out the payment plan. I know I can do it. I can figure it out.
That'd be so fun.
I need an assistant.
Yeah.
I need help.
I think you need someone who's Gen Z.
Oh, for sure.
Because I need you to, like, I need them to tell us the things
yeah.
that we don't know anymore.
Like, all the TikTok.
All of
there's so many fucking things. Like, I feel so old.
So
old. I wore a side part.
I have, just for the record, I haven't worn a side part since college. I started the middle part.
Yeah. Actually, no, they don't like the side part. Sorry.
They don't like the side part or skinny jeans. What?
Honestly, no, I'm wearing like Adidas.
Okay. I think they'd like that.
Jonathan's wearing mom jeans.
Mom jeans.
He's a Gen Z. Who are we?
I just
wear leggings, bitch. I've been gaining weight.
Leggings are the best.
They're the best.
Wear an oversized t-shirt.
Right.
Or not.
Or a crop top if crop you're into top. That.
Anything you want. It's comfortability is key, though, at the end of the day.
Exactly. And I don't want to wear no fucking mom. Honestly, I'm too fucking thick to wear mom jeans. Like, it just makes me bigger.
Hold on, though. Here's what I got to say. I've discovered this recently. The key to just loving every pair of pants you have, get them tailored. It's the secret.
Tailored. I do have some pants tailored. You're right.
It's amazing. Like,
but even then, but like the shape though. Well, like I'm short and like wide.
Well, so I've got the thighs too. And so when I get something that I need the waist to be smaller, if I get it to fit the thighs loose, then the waist is huge. So I'll get a bigger size, take them to the tailor.
And it's super cheap too. It's like
20, 30 bucks. Yeah. And they fit, like, and they'll make it all fit to you. So it's not even like you'll just get it little cinched in. Like, it will taper to your body.
Good
it's
to know.
The secret. I swear by it.
Life hack.
The Gen Zs don't know that. They're all too skinny anyways.
I know, exactly. They have not, like, gotten their bodies yet.
No.
They're
eating
understand.
Pasta for dinner every fucking night. They don't get the... They don't know metabolism.
Meanwhile, I'm counting calories and taking Tums. Mm-hmm.
Don't take too many.
I ate a lot of Tums.
Yeah, I was drunk one time and ate them like candy, and I was constipated for like months.
Shit.
Went to a doctor. It was a really bad idea.
Okay, well, good to know. Look,
they
at that.
Are good. Look at that. They taste good. Another thing we learned today.
Yeah. Okay, plug yourself, bitch.
Okay, so it's Rachel W. And that's all you get.
No, you're not going to plug your Instagram?
Yeah, I'll plug my Instagram.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
No, I do. It's just, it's so hard to say.
It's in the description. I'll put it in the description, okay. Maybe.
Put it like here.
Down below.
Down below.
Put it right here.
It's RachWSBRCH.
It's so complicated.
It's like my name's without vowels. That's basically what it is.
No, yeah, that's hard. Okay, we'll put it in the description.
Put it in the description.
Down below. I can't even talk. Follow me, Stephanie Bacon, or go to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there. I have merch, so go get that shit.
I'm a model in the merch. I'm a model. You can see me on the model page.
And you fucking killed it.
And I took the photos.
And you took the photos. Yeah. So go get your shit. And I love you guys. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.